Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 501. That's 501. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. I've got some Bible reading. I've got some expounding on the Word of God. I've got music and letters. But right now, let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint this service so that it will be a memorial in your spirit, in your soul, and in your mind. Lord God, pour out your Holy Spirit. Your Holy Spirit is the Word of God, and therefore you're using us to pour it out. You've had us hide it in our hearts, as David said for us to do. We need to take the elders, such as Moses and David and all the others, and do as they say they did so that we can accomplish whatever it is that you want us to do. He said he hid your word in his heart so that he didn't have to pack a Bible with him every second of the day, because there are things that are going to happen to us. And we're going to, according to your word, need to be instant in season and out of season. And if the word is hidden in our hearts, we're going to be able to do that. And so therefore, you said you'd pour out your spirit, which is the same thing as your word, upon all flesh in these last days. And Lord, you're using me and other people in this ministry, in your body, to do just that, to pour out your word, your spirit, upon all flesh. And it's up to the flesh that it's poured up, poured upon, for them to receive it and then hide it in their heart, to receive you, the Word of God. The entire Word of God is their personal Savior. The Word of God is our Savior. The Word of God is Christ. Christ is our Savior. The Word of God is Christ, and the Word of God is our Savior. So if we love the Lord, then we hide Christ in our heart, not from others, but we allow the Holy Spirit to bring the Word of God up in us as a fountain that springs up, a well of precious living spirit, which is living water, the water on the other side of the firmament. The water on the side of the firmament here of this earth, it is in heaven. And it, you, by the Holy Spirit, bring it up to us so that we are able to keep your commandments. Keeping your commandments is hiding your word, your spirit, yourself, Jesus, in our hearts so that people can see you in us. They can see you in us, and therefore it convicts them of their sins. It pierces their consciences. And if they are of any desire to enter the kingdom of heaven and stay out of hell, then they will repent. There's no one that is in this world that is a sinner or somebody that is hiding your word away from people. But we have to have enough of you in us to demonstrate that the people in this world, their degenerate personal lives and fruitless ministries, betray their attempts to teach error. People are attempting to teach people error, Lord. And if we look, if the people in this world would look at the lives of the people that are teaching this error, then they'd be able to see that they're not, they don't have your word in them. There's no word of God in them whatsoever. And they're not demonstrating the life that you lived when you were here on this earth, because they have nothing of you in them. And Lord, I pray that, I'm so happy that you have given me this message to this world today, that they receive you in reality, that they have you in them to demonstrate that you are in them, that they keep the commandments because your word, your commandments are hidden in their heart, and they won't allow anything to move them from you, Father God, Lord Jesus, any more than the three Hebrew children who allowed themselves to be thrown in the fiery furnace, and you went in there with them, and there wasn't even any smoke on them or any singe. And also Daniel, who was thrown into the lion's den because he wouldn't bow down to anyone but you. And this is where we have to be in these last days, because we are in the last days, and there soon will be no more repentance. Soon it'll come to the day, as it did in the days of Noah, when the water started coming down, and then people wanted to repent, but you sealed the door on the ark, and only the eight were there, and not one other was able to enter therein. And so, Lord, that will be just as it was in the day of Noah, so also will it be in these last days, when the fire, the brimstone, all the different heat that burns the very elements, to where there's just waves of heat in the air, and the very air and the dirt melts just like wax. There'll be no more repentance in that day. And Lord, I pray that you will anoint myself and everyone on this program to bring this truth forth, that they will repent and the church will become strengthened, and those that are about to fall away, that they will reconsider and take consultation in your word, and be fearful, as your word says we must be fearful of your word, that it means what it says. For the, as you said in your word in the book of Ecclesiastes, that the whole duty of man is to fear God, the word of God, which is God, and keep his commandments. For that is the love of God, is that we fear him, the fear of the Lord. This is the love of God, is that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. So, Father, we ask that you do that and destroy every work of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, I do quite a search about songs that I play on this program of mine that the Lord has given me. And I just only like to play people that I can feel the Holy Spirit in. This is a group that I never heard of before, but they're quite well known. They've toured all over the nation, and they've been on all the top secular shows. And they sing Christmas songs here. They've done 5 Christmas albums, and they're called the Blenders. Probably many of you have heard of them, but I never did. And here they are to sing Do You Hear What I Hear? The Blenders.
Said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. A tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do
with a voice as big as the sea.
Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king,
do you know what I know?
In your palace warm, mighty king,
mighty king, do you know what I know? A child
shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
Silver and gold.
Let us bring him silver and gold.
Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Listen to what I say.
Pray for peace, people everywhere.
Everywhere.
Listen to what I say. The child, sleeping in the night.
Oh, he will
bring us goodness and light.
He will
bring us good.
The Blenders, they have a website too. You can look them up and see all the CDs that they have, and they even have a DVD, I think, or maybe several of them. I don't know. You can't. You can find out for yourself if you like their voices and you love what they're doing. Well, then buy some CDs or DVDs from them. All right. Now we have some letters. Where's the first one from?
From Uganda, Africa.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Lamo and Church, greetings to you and to all the believers over there. I thank you for the great work you are doing, and thanks for sending me the newsletters and literature. I really appreciate it. They have helped me to grow stronger in the Lord. At our school, we have a lot of students who are not Christians, but I have given out the newsletters you sent to me, and because of the newsletters, a lot of the students have been converted and love serving the Lord very much. Last term, the school was about 40% Christian, but because of your literature, there are now about 60% who are Christians, and God has performed a lot of miracles for these students. I pray that your ministry may spread over the whole world and keep on developing. I know I will not give in to the devil's temptations. The Bible says to love God with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that reminds me that the Lord also loves me. Your book entitled Messiah has helped me a lot. I request you to send me more of your other pamphlets, newsletters, and literature to give out to my other friends who are not yet Christians. Pastor Lamo, I request you kindly send some Bibles also. Let me pray to God that you may come to Uganda, to our school, and see how God has changed the students. Pastor, please pray for me so that I may be very strong in serving the Almighty God. Let me also pray for you that you may win more souls of the people over there who are not yet converted. Thank you, and God bless you for the good work you are doing. Yours in Christ, Nyanga from Mityana, Uganda, Africa.
Praise the Lord. Well, we certainly shall pray for you. Everybody, put them on your prayer list out in Radio Land and here in to all of our many churches throughout the world. All right, do you have another letter?
Yes.
Where is it from?
From Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right, let's hear what they have to say.
My dear Pastor Tony Alamo, greetings, my dear Pastor, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My dear brother, Pastor Tony Alamo, whom I truly love, I pray that everything may go well with you and that you may be in good health, as I know you are well in spirit. How faithful you are to truth, just as you always live in the truth. Your love, dear Pastor Tony Alamo, has brought me great joy and much encouragement. You have cheered the hearts of all of God's people. This is the first time I am writing a letter to you. My friend introduced me to your website address, and I have seen all of your website. Before I saw your website, I was a Catholic, but now I am very interested in your testimony. I want some more information from you. I am living in a backwards village, and recently I was telling the people about God and the Bible.
You're not the only one. I'm living in a backward village over here as well. All right, then what?
Please kindly send some of your information for the villagers here. Your loving brother and servant of Jesus Christ, M. Adams from Krishna District, Andhra Pradesh, India.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're going to start reading now from the book of Hebrews. The 11th chapter. Okay, start with the first. Okay, let's do that.
God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power.
He upholds all things by the word of his power. Now his word is spirit, and his word is life, and that's why he commands for us to hide his spirit, his life, in our spirits, in our hearts, to hide it there so that we can use it in a time of need. He says for us to be instant in season and out of season. He says it throughout his word, that we must be able to give a person a reason why we suffer such persecution and all the other things that we go through, just to be able to preach his word. And people don't realize that his word is the most important thing in the world, and it is the most loved thing in the world, and the most hated thing in the world is his word, and his word is God. So when we have hidden his word in our hearts, we are able to demonstrate that the degenerate personal lives of people that are in the Vatican, for instance, people in the world can see that we don't live that kind of life. And we can see when we know the word of God and it's hidden in our heart that the things that they're doing are not of the Lord. They're not of the word of God. And so their personal lives, which are these false ministries, they have no fruit, no substance of any keeping of God's commandments. For instance, in the Vatican, in the Catholic cult, there are so many thousands upon thousands of priests that are homosexuals. And so if we have the word of God hidden in our hearts, we are able to demonstrate to people by our testimony of Christ living in us, God Almighty living in us, we can testify of their degenerate personal lives and their fruitless ministries. What it does is it betrays their attempts, because they're teaching heresy, like to pray to Mary, which is totally not in the Bible. It's an abomination for you to pray to anyone but God, and it's an abomination to say that there's another mediator to the throne of God, such as Mary. The Bible says there's only one mediator to the throne of God, and that's the man Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen?
So when you have the word hidden in your heart, you're able to keep the commandments and to demonstrate that this degenerate word of this personal fruitless, error and their heresies that they're preaching, you are able to tell quickly that it's false, that it's error, that it's heresy. And so the Word of God tells us in 1 John 5:3 that if you love God, well, then the love of God is that we keep his commandments. And he tells us not to have any other God before us. Doesn't make any difference if you put a God such as you make Mary a God or part of the Godhead. That is a horrible sin that will cause your soul to go to hell. And so if I were you and I were praying, oh, Holy Mary, Mother of God, the Lord is with all this mumbo jumbo, it is not Christian. But it shows the degenerate personal life and fruitless ministries. They're not able to save souls through Mary. Mary didn't die on the cross and shed her precious, her blood for you, because there's nothing, no virtue of salvation in her blood. Only the blood of Jesus takes away the sins of the world. And when they're telling you, this degenerate, in their personal lives, the people have become so degenerate by following the example of others in this world. They're aborting, they are murdering, first-degree murdering children. And what they're doing is they're throwing people into prison. They say, well, it's your personal body, and you should be able to do with your body whatever you want to do. Well, that's a very bad thing to say, because then drug addicts will say, it's my body. It's my body, so I should be able to take drugs then. If a woman is able to commit murder, then why should I not be able to take drugs? And why should I not be able to have dog fights? Because you people that are in the this Antichrist government are bombing people, little children, and mothers, dads, grandmothers, and grandfathers. And so it's my body. I can do whatever I want with it. I can... I'm not hurting anybody but myself. What are you sending me up the river for all these years? Because I'm taking drugs. And because I use them in sports. Now, they're making this guy look more like a criminal than these females that are committing first-degree murder by killing the babies that are in their bodies. You kill a human being, I don't care what, that's first-degree murder, and it needs to be punished by death. Or you say, well, Jesus did away with that. No, he didn't. When they brought that woman who was caught in the very act of adultery, they said she was caught in the very act of adultery. Moses says we should stone her to death. And the Lord Jesus said, that's right. Now go ahead and stone her. But make sure that whoever you are that's going to stone her, that he says all that you have to be free from sin yourself. Amen?
Amen.
So a lot of preachers believe that they were actually the ones that was committing adultery with her. So if she was committing adultery and she was married to another man, and they're committing adultery with her, then they should be stoned to death also because that's in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So we have to fear God enough to demonstrate that these people that are preaching such degenerate words, fallacy, that we can tell by their personal lives. And how can we do that? Because we see that they are committing murder. We see that they are committing adultery and fornication and homosexuality. And this is the personal lives. They're fruitless ministries. How could anybody want to join a ministry like the Episcopalians and the Catholics? Episcopalians is just part of the Catholic cult. And they're saying, you know, that they should be able to have homosexual leaders in their church. Well, if you're going to keep the commandments of the Lord, then you can't abide like that, because you don't have any love of God in you. If you have no love, then that means you've got hate in you. If you've got hate in you, this is the love of God, is that we keep his commandments. And being a homosexual, or being a lesbian, or murdering little babies for God's sake, or being a homosexual, lesbian, adulterer, adulteress, a fornicator, a liar. Well, we have to keep the Lord's commandments. If you tell a lie, if you've broken one commandment, you've broken them all. So we can tell by the personal lives of others if they're saved or not, if they have a ministry or if it's absolutely fruitless. By the Bible, we are able to betray their attempts to teach heresy and error. Amen?
Amen.
By the government, the Antichrist government, we're able to tell it's the Antichrist government because they are the ones that are condoning error, heresy, degeneracy, and therefore we know that it betrays them because everyone can tell by that they're not keeping the commandments of God. There's no love in them, and they're not soul winners. They're throwing hundreds of millions, even billions of souls because they're teaching that they can commit first-degree murder and get into heaven. They can commit fornication or adultery, and when the woman gets pregnant, they tell them to go to the abortion, the murder parlors, and have their babies murdered. And therefore, this is, we're able to, by the Bible, demonstrate that their degenerate personal lives are full of error. And we need to not follow their examples, because it's for sure they're going to hell. And actually, the government wants anything that we make. They're so afraid of anybody that actually is getting that God is blessing, and their church is becoming strong in all over the world. This frightens them to death. But I say the blood of Jesus against you, and Father God, rebuke them and reprove them. And if they won't be saved, then Lord, I pray as you tell me to, because I'm not going to demonstrate anything other than that which you tell me to demonstrate. And that, Lord, I ask that you destroy them that are attempting to destroy the people of the Lord, your Christian work here on earth. Now, so everyone can tell, so therefore they're betrayed. They betray their own attempt to teach fallacy. When we know the Bible and it's hidden in our heart, and we tell of it. Now, anyone that can't tell that, a lot of these weasels actually are telling the world that no one has ever seen anybody risen from the dead. I saw Jesus, and there are millions of people that have seen him. My brother Danny saw my mother standing at his bedside, and telling him it's all right, Danny, and she had a bouquet of flowers in her hands, and she was shoving it at him, saying, take him, Danny, take him, because she used to treat him badly when she was here on earth, while she was still in her body. And he couldn't recognize her because she was so beautiful. And he looked, he says, who is this? Who is this? And then he looked closer, and he said she had the most beautiful brunette hair, and her eyes were gorgeous, and her skin was beautiful. Because everyone in heaven is about, seems like they look like they're 14 to 16 to 18 years, something like that. But they just absolutely look perfect. And every hair is in place, everything. And he said, Mom, it's you. So that was her raised from the dead. Amen.
Amen.
That was her spirit that was there. And he immediately says, see, she used to treat him pretty bad. I was the favorite in the family. And she used to treat him bad because, quite honestly, he was quite obnoxious at times, and he got on her nerves. And so she kind of treated him very bad at times. And he says, oh, Mom, I do forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. So don't say that people haven't seen people raised from the dead. I saw Jesus. and multis of millions of people have seen Jesus. Jesus appeared to people that are so stupid that they couldn't read the scriptures and believe them. Just like, for instance, you know, it's hard for people to hide the word of God in their heart. And how can they keep the commandments of the Lord if they don't hide the word of God in their heart? Because they're going to start teaching error themselves. They're going to start teaching heresy themselves. And it'll betray you just as it does everyone else. They can tell because you won't have any, you have never, well, maybe won a soul, or you've never backed up the soul winners. So you're fruitless. There's no good thing that happens from your ministry. Your personal life, their attempts to teach error as if it were truth. Their teaching of the scriptures as though it were the truth, the actual fallacy, the way they twist the scriptures as though it were truth. Thus, emphasizing on people's character to be able to tell whether they are of the Lord or of the devil. So their character repeats the constant theme regarding false teachers, their personal corruption. There is no word of God, no light in them whatsoever, so that when they make themselves to be teachers, they can't teach anything else but corruption, because you can't, if I don't have the word of God in me, then how can I give the word of God to you? If there's no word of God in them, how can they give you any word of God? You can't give something to somebody that you don't have to give. You understand?
Yeah.
It's just like the devil. His teaching was clever and subtle, very deceptive, enticing, and delivered in thousands of different forms. The common way to recognize them is to look behind their false scriptural fronts. Go behind the scenes so that you can see their wicked lives that they're living. They abort. They sneak around for years as homosexuals. They're closet queers. They're closet lesbians. And these different preachers that say that they are born-again Christians, they actually are Catholics. And they keep telling you that they are different denominations that have already joined the Catholic cult. It's like that Benny Hinn. He wears, every so often he comes out of the closet and he'll wear a Catholic collar and a buttoned-up vest of some sort or a coat. That's how you can tell when people are of the Lord or not, because they live wicked lives and they won't admit it. And, you know, you have people like Benny Hinn and President Clinton, former President Clinton and Bush. In order for you to be saved, you have to come out and confess. I'm reminded how much President Clinton lied to the American people. And he didn't go to prison for that, but they're sending some baseball guy to prison because he lied about taking steroids. Well, is the law for everyone, or is it just, for us slobs out here? Huh? And how about all you homosexuals in the Catholic cult? How come you don't go to court? You know why? Because you're definitely a cult. the head of your cult says that he's God, and therefore he's not subject to any civil powers, and so you can't prosecute him, and you can't prosecute his children, his priests, and all the other, even the lay people. This also is in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10, 12, 18, and 19. Can you find them for me, please? 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 10, 12, 18, and 19. Have you got it?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, read it.
Verse 10, "But chiefly them that walk after the flesh, in the lust of uncleanness, and despise God."
Is that unclean to murder little babies?
Yes.
Is it unclean to be a homosexual?
Yes.
Why do you think all of them are catching AIDS? Because they're dirty. They're filthy. Amen?
Amen.
They're trying to, the news media is trying to make it look that they're getting them from dirty needles. Yeah, maybe dirty needles that some homosexual is using. He's got AIDS. He puts it in his arm and then he hands it over to somebody else. And then they stick it in their bodies, and all of a sudden they come up with AIDS as well. I know that I've been in the clothing business for quite a while. I had the number one clothing in the country. We, at the different shows, we had shows at Jacob Javits Center, and then we had them the boutique show and the other shows that we had. And they would not allow me in there. They saw that there's 1,000 booths in there, and they saw everybody crowding around my booth, and all the people were complaining that they didn't want me in the show anymore because the only one that was making money there was me. And you can look at my clothing on my website, which is Alamo Designs, or TonyAlamoDesigns.com. And you'll see that, you know, I'm not just talking through my hat. Everybody wanted my clothing, so that's so I'm saying that that's dirty. They had gangsters come and try to move us upstairs away from the different booths that we had. But now I'm talking about 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 10, and now you did 10?
I'm not finished with 10.
Okay, finish with 10. Start it again.
"But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness, and despise government."
Yeah, they despise the government of God. When the Bible's talking about government, he's not talking about secular government. Secular government is of the devil. It is of the Antichrist. It is the Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
That's the beast. Okay, so they despise God's government. He says no homosexual is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. No lesbian. No murderer. No liar, no thief, no drunkard. Now these civil authorities are saying that drunkenness is a sickness. But God would never send a sick person to hell if you were sick. It's not a sickness, it's a sin. All right? Because, mm-hmm. You know, I come from a lot of people in my family, my earthly family, were drunks. And the Lord says, no drunkard shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Then what?
"Presumptuous are they, self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignity."
Self-willed. They don't follow government. They just do whatever they want to because they think it's kinky. And man, they like kinkiness because they're filthy. They're dirty. They're degenerates. Okay, then what?
Verse 12. "But these, as natural brute beasts, made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things."
See, God says he's going to take you and destroy you. Okay, then what?
"They speak evil of the things that they understand not."
Yeah, you don't understand anything about it. It's kind of people wanting to lynch me because I'm preaching the gospel. And then they picked up some dirty lies, and they're saying that this is absolutely true. I don't even distinguish those bums with an answer. They're the chaff or trash. They're made to be destroyed, the Lord said. And all you people out there are trying to bring accusations and doing investigations on me. You don't even have to do investigations on you people. I mean, it's just up Everybody knows that you people are homosexuals, drunkards, you're taking drugs, and then you take some clean guy, it took a few steroids. Let me tell you people something. All of you should be thrown in jail, because if you're eating beef, there's so many steroids in there that a friend of mine that runs a huge health studio organization, he says, Tony, you know, every time I eat steak, I feel strong because it's the steroids in the beef. And the Lord told me to stay away from beef and all dairy, because the same steroids that's in the beef are in the cheese, it's in the ice cream and everything else. And so why don't you throw everybody in prison, because they're getting steroids by eating beef, okay? And that's a true fact. Amen?
Amen.
Go down to Wendy's, you're getting steroids. And they're saying that in you're getting even cow dung in your beef sandwiches from McDonald's and other places. I mean, these are things that people, scientific people, have discovered. Okay, and kangaroo meat and pork and everything else in that stuff. Okay, then where's the beef? Okay, what else?
And they shall utterly perish in their own corruption.
You're going to perish in your own corruption. Why? Because you don't have the love of God in you. If you did, you'd keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are easy to do. They're not grievous. So therefore you have no excuse, oh man. Okay, now let's have you finished with verse 12?
Yes.
Now verse 18.
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh.
Yeah, they say, okay, it's okay to go and fornicate, because, you know, if you have get pregnant, you can just go down and murder the fetus or this child that's been in the womb for 4, 5, 6, 7, and even 8 months, they kill them. You're murdering swine. And then you homosexuals. And that you give tax breaks for people that are married to same sex. You filth. You lice. Then what?
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error.
Yeah, okay, now, read that again.
For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lusts of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that were clean escaped from them who live in error.
That's why, and what it is they're trying to turn everyone on to follow the examples of those people. And everyone that did in the days of Noah, they drowned. Now verse 19.
While they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same is he brought into bondage.
Yeah. All right. Those people go behind the scenes so that you can see their wicked lives. That's how you can tell when people are of the Lord or of the devil, because they live wicked lives, and those that are of the Lord live clean lives. They don't do the things that these wicked people do. Now, so because of the fact that there's no doctrinal issues discussed or written here, the challenges of this letter have to do with interpretation. That's the interpretation in the normal process of discerning the meaning of the text. Jude doesn't quote from None Desires of Jude, verses 1 and 2.
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father.
See, sanctified, in other words, they have set their lives aside and made themselves do that which is love. In other words, keep God's commandments. Then what?
Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. Mercy and
yes, we're preserved. Our souls, our spirits, our everything, our whole being is preserved by being in Jesus Christ. That is, by hiding his word. Jesus is the word of God in our hearts. And it preserves us from sinning, and it preserves us until the day that the Lord takes us up. And then we can stand firm and full of boldness to stand before the Lord when he's judging the quick and the dead, the ones that are of the Lord and those that are dead dogs. Then what?
Mercy unto you, and peace and love be multiplied.
Yeah, that's it happens to them. Now, a declaration of war against false prophets or false apostles is in verse 3 and 4. Read it.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Faith in what? We're saved by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the Word of God. So you have to contend for the faith. That means you have to read the Word. And because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you don't have enough faith, it's because you're not reading enough. Okay, then what?
For there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying...
Lasciviousness means dirty, filthy sins like homosexuality, lesbianism, adultery, fornication, lying, stealing, covetousness, not worshiping the Lord God, but worshiping the evil lusts of the flesh. Worshipping flesh. Then what?
Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness.
The power of our God into lasciviousness. Filth. Then what?
And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right. The damnable outcome of false prophets is seen in verse 5 and verse 7. Read it.
I will therefore put you in remembrance, though ye once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not.
Right. Now, even God's own chosen people that he delivered from Egypt in such a mighty way, he destroyed all of them except two and of the old-timers, and then the young ones were able to go in because they saw the example that God will definitely kill his own chosen people if they don't keep his commandments. And so if he killed his own chosen people, what do you think he's going to do to you, Gentiles, that are not his chosen people? Okay, then that was 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, now verse 7.
Even as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner.
That's the homosexuals. Okay, then what?
Giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
So they're in eternity suffering eternal fire. Now, denunciation of false prophets. We have to deny them. That's verse 8 and verse 16.
Likewise also these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities.
Verse 16 now.
These are murmurers, complainers, walking after
Do you complain? I mean, if you get set out on a witnessing crew, do you murmur about it and complain? Or if there's a job here in the gospel field that you don't like? I don't like being where I'm put all the time, but I like it because I know the Lord wants me here. I love to be wherever the Lord wants me to be.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Even when I was in prison for the gospel, I loved it there because I saw that there was many things that were accomplished there for me, and people knew that I was serving the Lord because, and they write letters to me to this very day, after I've been out of there for about 10 years, that they said, we knew you were of the Lord because we never saw you doing anything, but you had your face in the Bible, and you were bringing messages over the phone and writing them. And you were teaching us there as well, and we got saved through you. Okay, then what else?
These are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage.
Yeah, just look at all the people that give advantage to people because there's some football star, baseball star, and all this. Well, I'm trying to win their souls, and I don't want to do anything to hurt them. I just want to win their souls. I just want to shower the love of God on them. Now, you know, how could that be anything wrong with that? Now, defense against false prophets. You did not read 17 yet, did you? Okay, let's read that. And verse 23.
But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 23.
Yes.
And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh.
Okay. The doxology of Jude is verses 24 and 25.
Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
These people, they will not receive the blood of Jesus, which the world with the, which the Lord actually would not pardon. He will not pardon them, because they at the judgment bar of God, there's no pardon. All right, so I see my time is up, and I really appreciate you listening, but it's for your soul's sake. And so right now at this time, always in my programs, I give everybody an opportunity to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, into your heart. And then he wants you to hide everything about him in your heart from his Word. So, let's start out now, that is, and if you reject him now, if you don't accept him now, you're rejecting him, and he says, if you reject him, he'll reject you, okay, so that's the deal, and if you die today, sometime tonight, you've rejected him, and it's too late, so don't do that, receive him now by saying this prayer, say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart. I open it up wide and ask you to come in to my heart, Lord Jesus, and wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All that call upon your name shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord. And here's Sharon to tell you how you can receive a copy of this program, number 501. Please mention 501. Please tell us whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free of charge.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, praise the Lord. Here's the Blenders again. Just love the spirit, and I love the way they sing. Angels, we have heard on high, the Blenders.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply,
echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo.
In excelsis Deo.